Ramsey TV.
Boy, that was tragic. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Us. I was going to wear these glasses today. You see me wearing them. And I noticed there was a little smudgy smudge on them. I thought it was water. So I took the glasses off and I wiped them off with my shirt tail, as guys are wont to do, only to find out that it was bacon grease that was on my glasses and not water. So I got bacon grease all over my shirt. But don't worry. See? I mean, I did that. That's post trying to wash it off right there. But it wasn't a good move. Life is full of things like this. We learn to roll with it. I'm Martin Zender, and you are at MZTV. Today, I'm going to give you some insight into a marvelous Greek word. I'm going to do two verses today and one Greek word. The Greek word is Dorian. Dorian. You got to do the R. I don't know if you do or not. I think that's a South American thing, but it might be a Greek thing. I don't know. Dorian. Let's do it that way. And the two verses are Romans 3:24 and John 15:25. Because what I'm going to do for you today is I am going to show you a context that you don't usually look at in order to attempt once again for the probably 800th time in 27 years to explain to you and to myself, to get a better understanding myself of the grace that justifies us in the eyes of God, the grace that makes God look at us and say we are righteous in his sight. Now, there's a way to examine scriptural words. This is the only way, really. What you do is you find out the Greek word behind the verse you're studying. For instance, let's do it right now. I'm going to go to Romans 3, starting with verse 24. Being justified gratuitously. This is the word I'm going to focus on today, gratuitously. This is the Greek word Dorian, or if you like, Dorian. This is the Greek word Dorian right here. I'm going to give you its elements. I'm going to tell you what it means. What means gratuitously, but I'm going to define gratuitous, and I'm going to go to a context you may have never gone to before in order to amplify our understanding of this word, because this is an important verse concerning what God has done to us. I still got some bacon grease on here. Okay, I just did the same thing. Ugh. You're supposed to learn from your mistakes. I just wiped it off again with my shirt. Oh, well, I'll deal with it. So we're going to read this verse. Being justified gratuitously in his grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. Being justified gratuitously. Maybe the King James says by grace there. I don't know. But the Concordance says gratuitously. I take the Concordant version because it's consistent. The Greek word behind this word is Dorian. And the elements, the English elements of Dorian are give gush. I kid you not. Give gush. The first part there, D-O, that's a form of the word give. Concordant uses that word for give. And then R-E-A-N, D-O-R-E-A-N, the second half is gushed. Give gush. So a gratuity is a give gush. A gratuity, we know what that is. It's a tip. You leave a gratuity at the restaurant to your server. And it's a give gush. It's not required. Shouldn't be anyway. You give it out of the goodness of your heart. And it's a outpouring of yourself. It's a give gush. So being justified, give gushingly in his grace. This is the literal meaning. This God chose this word. This is what it means. These are the elements. Give gush. Now that describes the nature of the thing, but what causes it? What draws it forth? The answer is nothing. I'm in the Oxford Dictionary. The definition of gratuitously, same word I'm reading in the Concordant version, being justified gratuitously. It means without good reason, unjustifiably. I'm not kidding you. Oxford Dictionary, the word gratuitously means unjustifiably. It's like there's no reason for it. A gratuity is a gift. It's a gush. It's not in response to anything somebody else did. Well, in the case of the server, it is. If you get good service, you give that. But in God's case, it's not based on anything. And I'm going to show you this word in another context to prove it. But this is interesting that one of the definitions of gratuitously is unjustifiably. The other part is without good reason. Without good reason. We are justified unjustifiably. There's no justification for us being justified in ourselves. The recipients of this gratuitous gift of justification, justified gratuitously, it's a give gush from God. It just comes from Him, and it's unjustified on our part, and God does it without good reason. That is, if you're looking in us for a reason, there is no reason. Now, this is shocking to say it this way, but I've never really analyzed this word gratuitously to you before. It's interesting to look at the elements of this word and to understand it this way. You are justified unjustifiably. But Christians don't think that. They think there's a reason. There's a reason. They did something to warrant this justification from God. They believed, or they were good people, or whatever. But the word, if you're going to believe how we're justified gratuitously, number one, coming from God, it's a blob, it's a give gush. But on our end, it's unjustifiable. There's no damn good reason for it, except that God wants to do it. Another definition here in the Oxford Dictionary, free of charge. Used in a sentence, His care was provided gratuitously. Used in a sentence with that first definition there, without good cause, unjustifiably. Here it is used in a sentence. Artifacts were gratuitously destroyed. Like, for no reason. When you behave badly towards someone, and that behavior is called gratuitous, I mean, there's no reason for it. It's ridiculous. It shouldn't be happening. This justification we have shouldn't be happening. There's no cause for it in ourselves. It's without good reason in ourselves. It's complete act of God, and there's no hook within us. There's no, like, you know how you have the Velcro? One side's the hooky part, the other side's the receiving part, and it sticks. Okay, God's part of the Velcro is here, and our part, you think there'll be something to meet it, something for the hooks to hook into, but there's nothing. So God's part of the Velcro looks for something on our part to stick to. There's nothing to stick to. There's nothing in us that answers to the reason why God would do this for us. Nothing in us that can receive it, that's built to receive it. I should say that's built to earn it, that's built to justify it. And now the second verse I'm going to give you is the last verse I'm going to give you today. And it is John 15:25. Thanks for staying with me here throughout this. I hope that this hasn't been confusing to you, but when I give you this verse, it's going to all make sense. John 15, verse 25. But I'm going to start with verse 20 because I need to get warmed up. No, I'm not. I'm going to start with verse 20. This is Jesus Christ speaking. Remember the word which I said to you, a slave is not greater than his Lord. If me they persecute, you they will be persecuting also. If my word they keep, yours also will they be keeping. But all these things will they be doing to you because of my name, seeing that they are not acquainted with him who sends me. Verse 22, now, if I came not and speak to them, they had no sin. Yet now they have no pretense concerning their sin. He who is hating me is hating my Father also. If I do not the works among them which no other one does, they had no sin. Yet now they have seen also, and they have hated me as well as my Father. But it is that the word written in their law may be fulfilled. That's, quote, they hate me gratuitously. There it is. Jesus Christ says concerning the priest among whom he worked his great miracles and showed him the works of God, they hate me gratuitously. Same word, Dorian, same exact word used in Romans 3:24. Here's the revelation. Was there anything in Christ, was there anything Christ did to justify, to deserve being hated? Did Christ sin once? Did he make one mistake? Did he do one thing that was not out of love? No, not one thing. Thus, they hated him gratuitously. Back to our Oxford definition. I think you see where I'm going here. Back to the Oxford Dictionary. They hated me without good reason. They hated me unjustifiably. There was nothing in Jesus Christ. Absolutely nothing in Jesus Christ that would warrant them hating him. Now, that's a good way to study. So I was saying earlier, I never finished this thought. When you want to study a word, you go to that word in the context, in this case, Romans 3:24, and you want to, and you find out what the Greek word is, Dorian, and you want to get more depth into that word. You want to find out, maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe there's another passage of scripture where this word appears that will help illuminate, will help illustrate, will help bring out some wrinkle in the word I'm studying in my source verse. And that verse, as we've just discovered, is John 15:25. That one's easier to understand. In this case, we go to Romans 15:25 and we go, well, of course, there's absolutely nothing in Christ. There's no reason in him that they would hate him. Ding. Oh my gosh, Romans 3:24, just flip it around from a bad thing to a good thing. Instead of hating a man that in no way possible could deserve it, we have God justifying, that is calling righteous people who in no way possibly could deserve it. Because only if you could deserve with an iota of deserving this justification, only then you would have to go to John 15:25 and say, well, Jesus Christ must have done something to deserve being hated. See? Well, Jesus Christ must have done. No one would say, well, Jesus Christ must have done something to deserve being hated. No one would say that. No Christian would say that. And yet the Christians come here to Romans 3:24 with the same word, Dorian, the same word, gratuitously, and they say, well, there is something in us. There's a reason. There's a cause. It's not gratuitous. There's an answering part of us that answers to that side of the Velcro of God, and we stick to it. There's something in us. God's Velcro can stick. No, the hate of the Pharisees and the priests, there was nothing in Jesus Christ that could stick to. It was done gratuitously, it was done without reason, without good reason, without any reason. Thus also, Romans 3:24, without reason, without anything in ourselves at all, God gushes this love of his toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for our sakes. Goes back to Romans 5:8-10, doesn't it? So just as Jesus Christ did not deserve nothing in him deserved the gushing hate. In this case, it's a bad thing, the gushing hate of the priest. Thus also, there's nothing in us that deserves the gushing love of God that would state us to be, because of the work of the cross, justified in his sight.